Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktire Nanda Swami Niti Namine Namate Parasakte Deve Gauravani Vatarine Nivishesha Sunyavadi Vajakyade Shadarine Jayati Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adaita Gadadara Shri Astadi Gaura Bhakta Vinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna. Once again, thank you very much for your very kind reception here in Sarajevo. It was really a wonderful Vibhata Bhur. Root was echoing with the sound of the holy name. So that the little children were inspired to stay up late on the street and read us. Hare Krishna statue. Welcome. Actually, the human heart feels satisfied when it can receive affection, and it feels also satisfied when it can give affection. Do you agree? Receiving affection and giving affection is almost like the oil in the heart which makes it run. This giving us affection and receiving affection becomes possible when a devotee is dressed in the dhoti or zari of humility. But the dhoti of cloth and the silk sari does not help much. We must be dressed in the dress of humility. At that time, Krishna consciousness becomes practical. Otherwise, it remains institutional or theoretical. It is very interesting that in the Mahabharata we hear a very deep, actually, exchange about the need of humility, which took place between Shalya and Kamna. I think we all know at the last day of Kurukshetra, Karna became so arrogant he wanted to fight against Arjuna and Krishna. And his chariot driver told him, Karna, you are a fool. How can you fight against God in this evil body? Let me tell you a story. And then Shalya, the charioteer, told a wise story which I want to tell today in Sarajevo and which might change your life completely. Please listen very attentively as if your spiritual life is dependent on the story. I recognize some of us are a little tired and we come all the way from Beograd, but please listen, you will get some very nice spiritual instruction. Shalya told Karna the story of a crow. Once there was a Vaisha who lived under the guidance of the king. This Vaisha became extremely rich, almost like Shri Ketan and Draupadi. Yes, they ate every day in this family honey, ghee, milk sweets, and they were dressed in the most valuable garments. So the children also grew up very protected and very happy. And they used to feed their own remnants to the cows. Amongst these cows, there was one particular athletic crow. And because this crow ate so much honey, ghee, it became very strong and fat and very well developed. One day it so happened that a group of swans which had come from the sacred lake Manasarova were coming to this were coming from the ocean side and flew next to the house of the Vaisha. These Manasarova swans are so strong they can fly almost around the globe without eating. They're very strong birds. They're very beautiful, very strong, and very wise. So when the boys of the Vaisha saw these swans coming from the ocean, they joked with the king, with the crow, and said, "Oh my dear crow, you are certainly as good as these swans who equal Garuda in beauty and strength." And the crow, who had become fettered by the honey and ghee, was not understanding this is a joke and thought, "Yes, and I will challenge the king of the swans for a flying competition." "Hey swan, I can fly in 108 days."
To
101. "I can fly in a circle. I can start and land very quickly. I even can fly a little bit backward. I challenge you for a flying competition." And the king of the swans said, "I can only fly in one way. I can fly straight, like the sun rays." So the other crows thought this one was already defeated. And with great joy, they encouraged the crow to win the competition. So they started to fly, and the crow did all its tricks. And the swan just looked and couldn't feel it. But the crowds were so enthusiastic that they said, ka, 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 with their wings. So then the leader of the swans thought, anyway, it's nice that they are so enthusiastic, but let me fly the monkeys all over. And all the other swans started. And they flew like the sun rays, the stir of the morning, the light in the street. The proud crowd, on the steps at the end of my tricks, and began to follow behind in the direction of the ocean. But after some time, when the wind started, the crowd became weaker and weaker and weaker, and could and was only flying a little bit above the water, and the great exhaustion. The swan said, "What is with your great words?" But the crowd in great distress fell in the ocean water. Yes, it was very sad, started to drown. He cried out, "Help! I was so much in illusion. I thought my little tricks are sufficient to impress you." So the king of the swans, with great mercy, put the crow on his back. He was lying there, and felt a lot of humility. And the swan flew him back to the ocean, to the bank of the ocean, and put him there. And the crowd, and then the swan said, "Goodbye, we have to wait a moment for over now." "You are like that crow, Kana. You have eaten the food of mercy, but now you think you are so significant that you challenge Arjuna and Krishna. My dear devotees, this is unfortunately the story of many Hare Krishna people who have left us and who are still with us. We sometimes forget that we live on mercy. What does this mean, to eat prasadam? It means to eat mercy. Whose mercy? Krishna's mercy. We live in so many ways out of mercy. There would we be without if not Krishna had sent his dear devotees to pull us out of the ocean? We would not even know how to eat properly. Something we would eat which we do not mention. We have learned everything what we are by mercy. Hari, what is... What? Now or later? Did I give him a videotape, maybe? Yes, how Draupadi is a servant. The master calls. please know, it is through the eyes of humility that you can see reality. Only if you are dressed in humility The false ego stuck. Yes, very, very important. Even if you are able to do something or arrange something, a wise man will always say, oh, that happened by Krishna's mercy. When you live in this understanding, ooh, then life will become so happy and so terrible. A person who is not humble, when you give him or her a spiritual instruction, the first thing you hear is a protest. A person who is not humble, the first thing he will tell to you is I and mine. People of this world say I and mine. I did it. I arranged. I said. People who are of the spiritual world say, Krishna's mercy. Krishna's mercy made this possible. Guru's mercy made this possible. You can very quickly find out if you are a man or woman of this world. Or if you are a man or a woman of Krishna's world. Just check how much you say I am mine. Or better, check how often you say by Krishna's mercy it happened. It is such an interesting story, and I read it on the way to Sarajevo. We clearly came here by Krishna's mercy. In the midst of the road, our car had to become, we had to transform it into a submarine. You know somebody who go like the thing and go underwater. It was raining so blissfully. The sky seemed to cry the tears of separation for Radha and Krishna. We are very happy to be in your association. You all know that you are certainly many women of the spiritual dimension. I want to encourage all of you that we spent a very nice 4 days together. Is it 4 days? Yes, 4 days together. In the second we will request Malayanti to read what Krishna's mercy enabled to program. And so that you can have an orientation and know which programs you can happily participate. I also want to request all of you that on Sunday I heard we have a public festival. Please be so kind to invite all your friends and maybe relatives and old school comrades. So that we have a nice full house. We had yesterday a very ecstatic program in Belgrade, in one theater, where I met again Mr. Clara, the mother of Sita Tagurani and Nikonia. Yes, and she danced in ecstasy. Honestly, with open light in Chaitanya's mood. Isn't it? Yeah, she was clearly inspired in a transcendental way. So, yeah, Hare Krishna. What do you think of the story with the crow? It's such a deep story. When I heard it, I thought, oh, I should be more conscious to find out where the prasad of the Lord is, where the mercy of Krishna is in my life. Yes, you should become happy and humble mercy cows. And take the mercy of Krishna gives us, and the mercy of Vaishnavas give us, and not become proud. Please do not become proud. Even don't become proud and think that I am humble, I am not proud. Please keep Krishna consciousness, what it is, a transcendental movement. Hare Krishna, with this I wish you and I will be very happy to hear of Krishna, by Krishna's mercy, is waiting for us. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Iti Gaur Nitai ki jai, Gaur Premanandi ki jai.